Are you tired of feeling like everything you're doing isn't enough, or that you're constantly exhausted and unfulfilled with your day-to-day? Trust me, I've been there, feeling the disconnection from myself, your work, you're feeling the physical heaviness, you're feeling the emotional heaviness, you're feeling all of it. This is burnout, and burnout can be a sign of needing great change to take place and that what has been working is no longer working. And that your soul is ready for you to shift and align into its calling. In a study done in 2023, 43% of women experience job burnout, as compared to 35% of men. LinkedIn also conducted a similar study that reported 74% of women reported that they, in comparison to 61% of men, experience burnout and stress that is job related. Women in that same percentage are also showing high rates of job resignation. However, women in healthcare professions have also been reported to enduring a significantly high level of job stress and burnout, which have direct correlation to job satisfaction, their mental health, and healthy integration of their work and their life. And this study was done across 26 countries. From experience in practice and research, here are three ways to begin moving away from burnout and into your soul alignment. Number one, find stillness and space to reconnect with your body. Your body is going to be your number one signal of overwhelm, of exhaustion, and of complete burnout. It is going to tell you when the battery has died. It looks like constant fatigue, tension in the body and tightening in the muscles, your structure is off, and even possible pain. Emotionally, it can show up as irritation, frustration, anger without real connection to anything or any triggers, and possibly excessive crying. So ask yourself this: what is my body asking me for right now? Number two, listen to and honor your intuition. This is going to require you to really build a practice of self-awareness and create a sacred space for yourself. This space is going to also give you opportunity to relearn how to listen to and trust your intuition. This is a significant shift in managing yourself, your business, your job, and your soul clients, and the direction that is going to be best for you and all of you. So ask yourself this: what do I need to feel nourished today? This can also include breath work. This can include some light movement. Really tuning into your body and your intuition are practices that are one and the same. And then we come to number three, build a soul aligned practice. Soul alignment doesn't mean just healing. It means creating and taking control of a life and your business and who you are that reflects your true divine self. Burnout and misalignment is not who you are. So why are we allowing those things to be in our aura and in our behaviors? It is, however, a beautiful place to begin asking who you were called to be and what kind of life do you actually want? So here's a few questions to ask yourself. What lights me up inside? What feels authentic for me? Where have I neglected myself? What am I willing to surrender that is adding to my burnout? What behavior shifts do I need to make that open up space for me to recreate a life of balance? And is my work and life reflective of one another and a true reflection of who I divinely am? Moving from burnout to soul alignment means being intentional with your surrender and allowing yourself to find stillness, listen to your body's needs, really retrust and relearn your intuition, and ask yourself where you need to shift. build or let go of practices that align more with your divine truth and not your burnout. So trust your gut, listen to your body, and surrender. I love you all for free. Tune in next time.